So the final shiur that we've all been waiting for, I think it's not halachic at all, but it happens to be tremendously halachic. Are you supposed to kiss the mezuzah? Everyone, in and out, mezuzahs, kissing. Some people swear, like chayv misa, if you don't kiss the mezuzah. And some people don't even notice the mezuzah their entire life. No? Should we take a show of hands? Who kisses the mezuzah every time they go in?
Every time.
Svardim, every time in? Not every time.
They teach the kindergarten.
They teach the kindergarten. It's like the most important thing they teach the kindergartners. Okay. So the Maharil. Oh, what are we on Ishmael's your father, Dr. Levinson?
Yeah, I said it last week, actually.
Oh, okay. I just got a text. So, okay, whatever. All good. All right. We could still learn with Ishmael's your father. And anyone for our sponsor, any of the weeks, the last year, we'll do it with Ishmael's on them as well. So you have this question. Are you supposed to kiss the mezuzah or not? So you have a Maharil, who is one of the main poskim of Minhag Ashkenaz, which the Ramah takes a lot of his rulings, talking about 1300s, I believe, maybe 1400s, and he writes like this. When you travel outside the city, you should place your hand on the mezuzah upon leaving your house and proclaim Tel Atle. Okay? Because Tel, Teslamid, is the same gematria as Kuzu. All looking at me like this is like a different religion. Kuzu is actually, if you look at the mezuzahs, we did not give a shir on this. This would be another shir if we had more weeks, but we're done. Kuzu is actually written on many of the mezuzah klafs on the back. Why is a whole Kabbalistic reason? It refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't even understand it fully, to be honest. And it has a lot of depth in Kabbalah, but many of the mezuzahs have the word Kuzu written on it. So you should walk by the mezuzah, says the Maharil. Maharil is Minhag Ashkenaz. This is not. Good question. I have no idea. And you should say, Tel Atle. Okay. Anytime you leave your house, he says, you should place your hand on the mezuzah in general and say basically a tefillah that Hashem should watch over me in my dealings. Every time you leave the house. The Maharil says, and this is very clear, what's the source of everything I'm telling you? You should touch the mezuzah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, look there. Okay. What did I do the second I saw this Maharil? Opened up a Gemara Avodah Zarah. Very wild Gemara, which is a little bit famous. Maybe you know it, maybe you don't. The Gemara talks about Unklus. Unklus, who wrote the side of the commentary, or the Gemara in Megillah, says he brought it back. Really, it was from Har Sinai.
It's the mezuzah when he walked.
Oh, so what happened? All the Romans, Unklus was a Roman, I think, originally, and he became a convert, a ger, and the Roman emperor wasn't so happy that he was a ger. So he kept on sending more Roman soldiers to try to bring Unklus back. And every set of soldiers that would come, Unklus would talk to them and they'd become gerim. They'd become converts themselves. He'd convince them. So the first group comes, they become gerim. Then the emperor says, whatever, the Caesar says to him, the next group don't talk to him or don't even like interact with him. Second group becomes gerim. The third group, I believe, the Gemara says, came and they didn't say a word. They were told not to say a word. Don't engage him in conversation. Unklus basically goes to the mezuzah, simply places his hand on the mezuzah and says that Hashem is the only king who protects his subjects by being outside. Normally the guards stay outside. The king is inside. The Jewish religion, the king is outside. We're inside. And immediately the third group became gerim. They became gerim as well. End of relevant part of the Gemara for us. This is the source that you see that you are supposed to touch your mezuzah when you go in and out of the house. Says the Ramah, Minhag Ashkenaz, says, some say, when you leave your house, yaniach yadu al mezuzah, place your hand on the mezuzah, v'yomer, Hashem yishmar tzeisi, Hashem should guard my leaving, like Hashem should give me good luck or good help when I'm leaving the house. V'chein, he adds in, k'sheyichnas adam labayis, also he adds in, now the first part was from the Maharil. Ramah now adds his own thing without any source. Also, when a person enters into the house, Yaniach yodo ala mezuzah. He should place his hand on the mezuzah. That's it. End of sugya. So from Minhag Ashkenaz is when you walk out of your house and walk into your house or through a room, sounds like the same thing, you should place your hand on the mezuzah. You say Hashem Yishmar Tzeisi. When you leave, you don't have to say anything when you come in.
Why would you need the same bracha from Hashem with your dealings inside your
house? Great question. No idea. No idea. And that's why the Rama obviously felt it was, and therefore he added it into the Ma'aril, but doesn't say any bracha. No idea. This is the words of the Rama. Okay. What is eerily... Oh, and the Vilna Gaon on this comments. Oh, this is from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So everything is very glatt right now. Everything is very nice and clean and organized. Everything is great.
It only talks about him going out. It didn't say anything about coming in.
Correct, said the Rama. Adds in even in as well. Okay, but no kissing. There's not a word about kissing yet. Fine. A couple hundred years, there's no words about kissing. We'll see. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eger and says, one second. I don't understand this whole concept of touching the mezuzah. Listen to this. He says, Ein nachon liga b'mezuzah b'yadayim arumim. You're going to touch the mezuzah with your naked hands? He says, Emeinu mechusa, maybe it's not covered. Or b'mayadayim atunafos, your hands are dirty, he says. And he says, "V'hach milsa gufa waniach yadu al mezuzah, ein lo makar b'shas." There is not one Gemara in all of Shas that says you should touch your mezuzah. He says, "It's only a ma'aril." He says, "Imkain." He says, "Well, here's your choice. Should you risk touching the parchment, which he says is a Gemara, which you shouldn't do, or should you touch the mezuzah and risk touching the parchment, which is not based on any Gemara?" Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, "It's an open, closed case, an open, shut case. What should you do? Don't touch the mezuzah when you leave and go in." They all ask the obvious question, "What about the Gemara in Avodah Zarah?" No, so what's their answer? I'll give you a chance to answer this. How do you answer up that Gemara? No? Say again, oh, that's just going in and out of the house. Okay, but still, Rabbi Kimager says you shouldn't touch it at all. Yeah? Shasadchak, you're getting closer, okay. No? Kuch nefesh, yeah, but you don't even have to go so radical. That's a story about Unkelus who's trying to teach Romans about Judaism to prevent himself from getting it. Even if you don't say even if he wasn't risked getting killed, that's like a story. You can't bring halacha from a story about Unkelus Ager and Romans. So first of all, it's not so clear how when you learn out halacha is from these stories over here. And first of all, that's a story in Tanakh. That's a Tanakh. This is a story in the Gemara, hundreds of years later, after your canon was closed. This is not the 24 Sifrei Tanakh of a certain, you know, higher level. This is a Gemara. I'm not belittling the Gemara, chas v'shalom. But it's a story in a Gemara. There's many cool stories in the Gemara that you're not learning halacha l'maisa from just because Unkelus touched the mezuzah to show Roman guards. She says, what type of... So that's the Sefer Chunam Mesholah. She says, I don't get it. He says, what is the proof from that story? There's nothing at all. The Aruch HaShulchan, two words. And he cites that Gemara in Avodah Zarah to explain this halacha, the Ramah. You know what he says? Kitsas mikar. It's a small source. And kitsas, no better word for small source. It's a slight.
Insignificant.
Yeah, insignificant source. Right? Insignificant is a tough word. I don't know if he's going that far. But it's a minor source. It's not as important as you think. Because it's not really a source. It's just a story about Unkelus Ager. Okay. 3 points about touching that I saw about the Chunam Mesholash. Number one, the Leket Yosher writes that his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshin, which is also a source of Minhag Ashkenaz very often before the Ramah, he writes he would only touch the mezuzah when he leave his house on his way out of leaving the neighborhood. If he only left his house to travel locally, he wouldn't touch the mezuzah at all, which fits with this idea that, like, look, if you're really leaving your house to go somewhere, then it makes sense to touch it. Second, the Chazan Ish, he writes the Leket, the Sefer Chunam Mesholash, never touched the mezuzah. He would only stop at it and stare at the mezuzah, but he wouldn't touch it all. Walk by and stare. They asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky why his uncle, the Chazan Ish, did that. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says because the Chazan Ish was too weak to lift his hand to touch it. But that was only in his later age. When his younger age, he did touch it. So again, from the words of the Chazan Ish, we don't really know what the Chazan Ish actually did or not. The third point, says the Chassam Sofer, it says the Tchud HaMesholosh, the name of the Chassam Sofer, that there was once some guy who was a shtickle krum, shtickle off. Yeah, he was a little bit of a not so erlich in his Yiddishkeit. But he studied by the Chassam Sofer. And after studying by the Chasam Sofer, what did he want? He wanted smicha. Chasam Sofer didn't know it. This guy knows Yoridea backwards and forwards. You know, what's he going to do? How are you going to deny this guy smicha? So anyway, one day, the guy is going to come and get smicha, and he walks out of the house, and he doesn't touch the mezuzah. Says the Chasam Sofer, aha, you're puzzled to get smicha, and the Chasam Sofer used that as an excuse to avoid having to give him smicha. Fine, all good. Comes along the question and says, hello, so just spoke for 10 minutes just now, and one word has been missing, kissing. There's not a thing about kissing the mezuzah. If anything, you want to. If I stop this chabura right now, the halacha would be pretty clear that the base, what you should do is, you should touch the mezuzah, definitely when you leave the city, perhaps when you come in as well, says the Rambam, perhaps when you just leave your house or leave a room anyway, you should touch the mezuzah. Okay. So where does it...
Kissing
the Torah? Exactly. We're going to get it. Okay. Comes along the chida and says like this. The makar, here we go. The source of kissing is not surprisingly from the Halakha Arizal, where a lot of our Kabbalistic concepts come. The Arizal said, you touch the mezuzah with your middle finger, okay? What part of the mezuzah? Shin dal, the shakai, yeah? You touch the shakai, which is Hashem's name you're kissing, and then you kiss your finger. That is what it says. The Arizal was quoted in the Chidah to write. Now, this is many reasons why, as we gave a shiur about 2-3 months ago, why you should have a glass container. Because, and a cover, but a glass container, a glass cover. This way, at least the name Shakai can be seen, and you could fulfill this concept. Comes along the Chai Adam, and I'll read to you what he writes. Chai Adam, now we're talking about 1800s over here. So this did not become so common, but really, even though the Arizal was 1600s, I forget, whatever, but it didn't really proliferate until this. Listen to the Chai Adam. Chai Adam says like this, Chaviv in Yisrael, the Jews are beloved, Shesivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvos, God surrounded us in mitzvos. Tefillin b'rosho, uvizroho, we wear tefillin on our head and on our arm. Tzitzis bebigdo, we wear tzitzis on our beged, umezuzah bepischo, and we have a mezuzah on our door. V'amekayim gimel mitzvos elu, if you do these three mitzvos, al zeh nemar v'alchudash misholosh v'omer yinatik, that the strong bond with us, with God, will never be broken. V'fikach, therefore, kishayatza adam mipesach peso, when you leave your house, what should you do? Yinashik ha-mezuzah. What does that mean? Careful, translate those words. How?
With your lips.
He doesn't say raise your hand and touch it. Yinoshek ha-mezuzah, he says. Okay? That's what he says. And then he quotes, fine. Vyasa, etc. That's all relevant. Okay. So here you have a Chai Adam that says that you gotta kiss. But he adds one more line, actually. I want to read to you one more line of his. He says, what's the reason? He says, Biyasim alibo, make sure in your heart, lahashgiach imhu kitikuna. Literally, that means if it is in the proper place. Now, that is a wild concept. So the Chai Adam seems to be saying the reason why you kiss, the reason why you touch the mezuzah is to check it. What's your obvious question on that, Shalom? You could see it. And you don't check it, that's OCD. If you check your mezuzah every single time you go in and out of your house, you need help. Serious help. It's not mocking, but you need a therapist. If you feel the need to check your mezuzah every single time you go into a room, in and out, 18 times a day, you need help. So it says the Chodesh Mishol, that can't be what the Chai Adam is talking about. I'll read you his four words, beautiful pshat. Lashkiach, to check, im hi kitikuna. What does that mean? If the person himself is in the proper thing. So when you're even in and out of room, you should check yourself. That's not OCD. To check yourself every second of your life to make sure you're doing the proper thing. So you should kiss the mezuzah constantly when you go in and out to remind yourself, am I going into this room to watch TV or to learn Gemara? Which one? So that's going to check you. So it's like a reminder, am I doing the right thing or not? Which is a beautiful pshat of the Chodesh Mishol. Comes along the Sefer Rabbi Nachman Nosson Korno, who died in 1890, and he writes like this. He says, those who touch the mezuzah with their hands and then kiss their hands, he says, you're a boor. You're an ignorant amos. Because what are you kissing your hand for? You're kissing yourself? What is this? You want to kiss the mezuzah? Kiss the mezuzah. Now, all the poskim that I saw, they attack this Rabbi Nachman Nosson, and they say, no. They say, what do you mean? And they say that many disagree with this. And the minhag was based on the Arizal. The Arizal was pretty clear of it. From at least according to the Chidah, you could touch it and kiss your hands. Obviously, the Chai Adam seems to disagree and says you have to put some your mouth on it. You're kissing your hand? Yeah, your hands have a certain level of Kedusha. Once you touch the mezuzah, so now they're holy, your hands are elevated, you kiss your hands.
There's another practical reason.
Yeah?
Sure. I'm
sure. Okay. Yeah, but many of them, you put a step stool there. You have your step stool by every door in your house. You kiss your mezuzah. What's the problem? No? Comes along one of the most astounding sources I think I've ever seen by the Heiliger of Henkin. The Rav of America. Yeah? Before Ramosha, with Ramosha, he writes like this. Ramosha felt Rav Henkin was the Rav of America. So he says like this. Listen to this. Bioso b'medinas kokos. I have no idea what that is, but it's a Svardish place. Ra'isi minog ha-svardim ha-gud gadazim. I'm not sure what type of Svardim that is. I'm not sure. Disham, I saw the Svardim in this area. V'yofehu be'enai. I liked their practice. Shehem ein menashkin es ha-sefer Torah b'negiyas ha-peh b'me'il o b'mapa. They didn't kiss the Sefer Torah with their lips or with like some type of cloth or something, I guess. Yeah. Ella, marim merachok. They point from a distance, be'etzva, with their finger, umenashkim, and they kiss it. Why? Two reasons. Uafias nias daiti, according to me, yofe osim. They did beautiful. Mitre taimi. Two reasons. Reason number one, Shinishika Mikarov, Dadech, or Derech, Dedech. Leos Bena Mikuravim, or Dedecha, I guess. Leos Bena Mikuravim Bioser. If you go, I love these guys, go, they go, kiss the Sefer Torah, like hug it. Like, who are you that you think, says Rav Henkin, that you are so close to the Sefer Torah that you can kiss the Sefer Torah like that? That is a sign of gaiva, of haughtiness, he says. That you're best buds with the Sefer Torah, that you go over and start hugging it and kissing it. And you see these people sometimes, they go over and like, kissing it 25 times. He says, "Mi yuchu ispar? Who's supposed to be so haughty? V'lomer, shuhu mikurav biyosur la Sefer Torah, that you're the best friend, that you're kissing the Sefer Torah." He says, what type of gaiva is that? Reason number two is my favorite, Mipnei. You're touching it with your dirty hands, and you're going to kiss it, and many other people have kissed it, he says. Besides the fact that it's disgusting for the Sefer Torah to have so many people touching it, he says, it's an infectious disease problem, he says. And he says, it's an issue. He says, how can you and go and everyone, especially these people, like, kiss with their lips. And with COVID, we said we didn't touch them.
We didn't touch.
Correct.
We don't point first. We go first.
Okay, whatever. It doesn't make a difference. The point is. Yeah, but even when you touch with your hands, exactly. But you're not touching it. Who are you to?
There was no touching.
Correct. But why are we all touching? What are you gaining by touching the Sefer Torah? If you'll see me, I don't usually kiss the Sefer Torah. Not only because of COVID, I just don't. Because it's I walk behind it. The Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to walk behind the Sefer Torah when it goes. That's all the Shulchan Aruch says. To go kissing the map of the Sefer Torah. Then he writes, okay, what does this have to do with Hilchos Mezuzah? And he has a parentheses. Oh no, he says the Chiyai Gavna, the same exact thing. Kamkein Winyan Mezuzah. Same thing for Mezuzah. So you got four, I think it could come up four or five shittas to sum this up, yeah? And then we'll end with a beautiful idea. But he says the four shittas are, some say you touch. Some say it could become five shittas. Some say you kiss with your lips. Some say you kiss with your hand. Some say you don't touch at all, right? That was what Rabbi Kiv Eger said, it's better not to touch at all. And some say you point with your finger. Actually, a sixth shita is the Chaz Nish, I think, we said, who said you just stare at it. So you could just stare at it. So you really could come up with six shitas what to do. The Sefer Kviyas Mezuzah Kolchasa cites a couple of gedolim, unnamed gedolim, right? Who he said, and they never kissed the mezuzah. And he asked them why, and they said, We don't know exactly, but it's not the minhag to touch the mezuzah. So the upshot is that whatever way you're fine, you're good. I just ended, I think, a beautiful way to end this series of mezuzah. I saw some Breslov Torah, which I didn't think it was going to, didn't put in my notes, so stickle above my understanding of Torah, but apparently there's all Breslov Torah about Yaakov versus Esav. Apparently there's a medrash that says that the sign that Esav was Esav versus Yaakov is that when Esav left the room from Yitzchak, he didn't touch the mezuzah. But Yaakov touched the mezuzah, and it's a sign for generations. Listen to this beautiful idea, that when you take Esav didn't take the Judaism of his father and the Yiddishkeit of his father and take it out with him for generations and out into the world. For us Jews, we take everything we learn in Torah. We take everything, hopefully, we learn in these weeks of Shiurim and take it. Mezuzah is not just an academic concept. It's a concept that we're hopefully going to apply and take through our lives. Now that we know, hopefully, I've gained tremendously, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to learn so much about mezuzahs. Yeah.
I just wanted to say, what can you just say that we kiss almost any religious object. In fact,
I don't know that's correct, but I don't know it's correct. It's from his chayotim. It's from his chayotim. But unclear if that's 100% correct. The Rav Henkin felt that wasn't necessarily correct. Rav Moshe felt that it was a whole discussion as a hefsik. If you touch your tefillin, and Moshe says it's not a hefsik, but it was a big discussion. You shouldn't necessarily kiss your tefillin in the middle of putting them on, according to some. Rav Moshe said it was fine, but it's the whole idea. But what we want to do with it, it's the lesson, you're right, is that we want to touch it and we want to kiss it to show that we are taking it with us. It's not academic. We're taking it going forward. We should be zocha to take everything we learned, take it forward to hopefully another series. I thank you all for coming. Hopefully come back next year. And shkoyach very much.